Arabia strengthened to $16,715 per US, up from the previous position of $16,730. According to financial analyst Lukman Leong, this appreciation was driven by profit taking on the US dollar after recent gains. Market participants also responded positively to expectation of stable domestic inflation and interest rate trends.
Thank you.
known as Audela, is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far, she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single, entitled Tertawan Happy, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Audela continues to be productive, and recently, she released a new song entitled Setengah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martinus Layardo and Flora Rifa. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, here is the song by Audela called Setengah Mati.
Hiding my feeling, but I'm the
about my real feeling, like my sadness, anxiety, or other bad feelings, but you always hope that I'm okay.
Yeah.
Although, maybe I'm not.
Oh, I see. You're being mysterious, then.
Mysterious. Suspicious.
Yeah.
But for our listeners, we have always to show that we are okay, and we're always happy, excited to present various information updates from Indonesia, right? We have to spread to our listeners.
We are happy to accompany our listeners.
Yes, just like what you said, maybe it depends on where we are on the environment, yeah? But one thing for sure, regarding to this latest song by Raisa, it's okay to not be okay. It's up to you whether you want to hide or show your real emotion, but make sure that we keep healthy mentally.
Yeah.
Not only physically.
You have to manage your emotions, and sometimes it's okay to remind yourself that it's okay to be not okay sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. Lately, we often hear about some changes on the mental health.
Yeah.
We don't want to, it happens to us and to our loved ones, people around us. This song. So, to spread more positive vibes, why don't we enjoy a song by Kipa Scholastica, taking back in early 2010s? Everybody knew, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year. Here is the opinion of Gamal and Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, that I think that will be helped on the problem in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government has a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gamal and Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Oh,
most powerful weapon to change the world. So, Ki Hajar Dewandara. Ki Hajar Dewandara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He's known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. That was Quote of the Day from Voice of Indonesia. When you see this cake, you might think it's a pancake or dorayaki. But this is funny cake from Pemalang, Central Java. Funny cake comes from a mix of Arab and Japanese cultures. It's made from flour, eggs, sugar, and fermented cassava or tapé, giving it a unique taste, sweet, soft, and slimy. It looks like Japanese dorayaki or American pancake, but from here, it's denser and has a special flavor from fermented cassava. While dorayaki is filled with bright green taste, and pancakes are served with syrup,
Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voice.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes, and a piece of bolas, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sotali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Omo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region, or Samosir Island, whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Siman Gali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manopur, or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war, with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Siman Gali died, or was killed in the battle. And his body was a flaw. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son, who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat felt ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman, who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Siman Gali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigali Gali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of the shaman. But now, Sigali Gali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigali Gali comes from the word gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigali Gali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which then make the wooden door move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes, so that Sigali Gali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigali Gali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigali Gali statue at the performance venue in Toba, but because its condition is not yet able, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigali Gali statue is over here. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the 3 Sigali Gali statues that we can see today at the Sigali Gali performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they die. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Siman Gali, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manor Tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigali Gali and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred part of the culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigawi directly.
Now, itu kita sangat-sangat, well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the total Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an older Indo Manortor by holding ulos traditional clothes. We were sought for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I do like Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is very interesting.
Kami dari Kota Subulus.
We are from the city of Subulusalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for all day to see Sigawi Gawi, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures.
Yeah.
I see Sigawi Gawi, I'm so entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita semuanya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes now, especially regarding Sigawi Gawi, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Encounter a new world. Lively. Amusing.
expansion of the universe. Generously welcomes you to an experience of a lifetime. Gentle people of Flores. Wonderful Indonesia.